to Nairobi, Sema Story. I'm Peter Njonjo. Sema Story is a live show featuring everyday people like you and me sharing true life stories revolving around a general theme. This podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on January 21st, 2014 and was hosted by Esther Ndeti.
Our next storyteller is a brand new author who's finally put her stories into a book to share to the world. Her book is titled The Mistress. So I have no idea what her story is about. I don't know. I'm not sure if she's the mistress, but hey. Martha Ndoki, the stage is yours.
Good evening. I'm definitely not talking about the mistress right now. That juicy stuff is for later. But my story is something that happened last year, yeah? And I was on a roll. I was on a roll to get me a man, okay? Time is running out, and I'm going to get me a man to marry me, okay? So I tell everybody, you know what? You got to introduce me, people, some single guys, you know? You got to introduce me to somebody, somehow, somewhere, you know? And all my friends worked overtime the whole year. But guess what? By December, I still didn't have a man, okay? But what happened was my sister calls me and she says, Martha, I've got the perfect guy. I finally got the perfect guy for you. This guy had flown in from Rome. He's Ugandan, PhD. He's so cute and so handsome. And he's staying in the presidential suite at Intercontinental Hotel. And look, he's looking. You know, so I think you guys would make the perfect match, okay? So I'm there like, okay, give him my number, let him call me, and we'll set up a breakfast date. And this is what happens. He calls, and I'm there like, hey. And he's like, what are you doing? You know, what are you up to? And I'm there like, I'm just writing the last chapter of my book. And he's there like, you know what? I'm one of those guys who, when you meet, you will definitely get the part for your last chapter, okay? And I'm there like, wow, I'm dying to meet you. And I usually save, you know, names on my phone with guys' astronomical signs. So he's a Gemini. So I saved Daktari's name as Gemini, yeah? And the next morning, I'm getting ready for breakfast at the Intercon. I'm so excited. I've woken up at 7 a.m. I mean, I can't wait, okay? And I'm all dressed up. I mean, I'm looking so good by 8, yeah? And I'm staying with this guy, and I'm there like, how do I look? And he's there like, God, you look fabulous. If this guy doesn't like you, then you know what? He's got a problem. But you look absolutely fabulous. So I get up, and at 8 o'clock, I'm thinking, okay, we didn't really set a time for breakfast, yeah? So it could be 9:30 or 10. Let me find out. So I call Gemini, and he's there like, and they're like, hey, what time are we having breakfast? And he's there like, you know what, girl? I'm already having breakfast, yeah? Because something came up, and why don't we meet at 4? Yeah, because I'm meeting some people at the Java, at the junction, yeah? So why don't we meet at 4 o'clock? And then we can do, you know, we can do a coffee or something. And because I must meet you. He was flying out to Rome that evening. And I'm there like, okay, like anything, right? I mean, this is my man, you know? this is it. So the whole day I'm anxious, you know, really wondering, what is this guy like? You know, I've heard so much about him, da, da, da. And then I go out to the junction at 3 o'clock. You know what it's like when it's a blind date, yeah? 3 o'clock I'm there, and I'm roaming those shops, you know, and trying to figure out, you know, what this guy looks like, okay? So my sister is calling me from the other end, and she's there like, have you met? You know, because we were supposed to meet for breakfast, and I'm there like, no, we haven't, you know? And she's there like, what? Okay, but this isn't like him. No, he canceled for 4 o'clock. And I'm there like, okay, all right, fine. I'm still waiting. I can't wait to hear this report, you know? And she's at her friend's house, okay? And then her friend is thinking, okay, how could he bounce Martha for breakfast, you know? This is such bad manners. And they're already talking, blah, 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 blah. A guy shouldn't treat a chick this way. You know, this is really kind of weird. How can he behave like this and he knows he's leaving tonight, you know? So I'm waiting. So at 4 o'clock, I get a call, right? Sorry, hon, I'm running late. I'll be there at 5, okay? And I'm thinking, really? What does this man take me for? I mean, I might be looking for a man, but I ain't desperate. I ain't desperate, man, you know? And I'm thinking, but I gotta meet him. You know, I've only got today. I've waited a whole year. A whole year to meet this dude. Anyways, so at 5 o'clock, I'm there like, he calls, you know? And he's there like, I'm here. I'm thinking, wow, he's finally here. And then my sister calls me and says, but Dactaria has just pulled over to my friend's house. And then I'm like, okay, really? Is it a ghost I'm meeting? You know, does this guy have like a twin brother? I mean, what the hell is going on here? And she said, like, I don't understand, but I'm really upset and I'm really annoyed about this, you know, because how can he do this to me, you know? Huh? I try and hook you guys up and he's here coming to you know, this friend's house for tea. Like, really? And they're like, okay, so if I'm not meeting him, then who am I meeting? You know, and I go to the restaurant, I go to Java, and I'm wondering, oh God, okay, so who, is it one of the Nigerian guys around here, you know, who's taking my number, he somehow knows what our story is, and he's pretending, you know, to be this guy, and I call, and I'm waiting to see who's going to pick up the phone, right, and it's another friend of mine that I met 3 days ago. And this guy, apparently, okay, I just saved his name. He was a Gemini. And I just saved his name as Gemini. I had no idea when I saved the other Gemini that this is what was going to happen. So I look at him and I'm there like, and he's there like, you definitely won't come in to meet me. Because the look you've got on your face says that, what, you've been talking to the wrong person? And they're like, yeah, I must be jinxed. How is it possible, you know, that it's not you? And then I have to call this other guy. And I'm telling my sister, it's another friend that I've met, yeah, that I met 3 days ago. But I didn't think much of him, but he's also a Gemini. And she's there like, man, are you a player or what? I mean, these are activities and moves for players. And they're like, no, I'm so innocent. But I had to do so much explaining to this other guy. But in the end, we really laughed about it. So that's my story.
Same Story is recorded live and is produced by Esther Ndeti and myself, Peter Njonjo. Special thanks to the Blues Restaurant and all our story contributors for an amazing night. The night was hosted by Esther Ndeti, sound recording by Edwin Martin, editing by Peter Njonjo, and photography by Samir Dave, whose new book is called Illusions of a Dreamer. Illusions of a Dreamer is a collage of poetry and photography and is a great addition to your collection. To share a story or listen to one, join us at our next event. Dates and venue are posted on our Facebook community page at facebook.com/Nairobi Sema Story. That is Nairobi SEMA Story. See you next time.